Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, and thank you so much for joining me or downloading later. I am your host, Whitney Ladd, and I'm so glad that you are joining me. We have been on an abundance journey, and so hopefully you've been following along. If not, go back and download the other episodes and join in. It's never too late to start. And so what we've covered so far in our abundance journey, the first week we started with figuring out exactly what it is that you want. And so that was all about journaling on, envisioning on what abundance means to you and what that looks like in your life and getting very, very detailed and very clear about what you want to create in your life, whether you know, more prosperity, more time, more freedom, several different ways that abundance can manifest in your life. It's not just about money, though for most people, you know, it is about money. But some people just really want to have more time with their family or more time to pursue things that they enjoy doing. And so it's really about digging in deep and, you know, figuring out, getting very clear about what you want. And so the next week was about what does that feel like? So now you know what it looks like, but what does it feel like to really receive and get what you want and accomplish, you know, your goals and working towards the things that you want to create in your life and really getting very clear on what that feels like to you. So not only are you doing the visualization, but you're also feeling what it feels like and journaling on that. And the part of the challenge with that was to really pay attention to whatever blocks come up. So it was, you know, if you're in the middle of visioning and, you know, you're visualizing, you know, this life that you want to create and you're getting very in depth and feeling what that feels like, what blocks were your mind throwing up? You know, that would never happen, you don't deserve that, you know, that means you're selfish or that means you're greedy. You know, all the different things that come up that can block you. And so tonight we're really going to talk about some of the blocks that have been coming up for people and what they feel has been blocking their abundance thus far. And we're going to really try to bust through those blocks so that you can move through that and keep going on this abundance journey and not be held back by all the different things and the many ways that we tend to block ourselves. So we can clear all that out of the way. And another part of last week was filling out, you know, feeling why you wanted it. So as you're going through the visualization and you're feeling into it, it should give you a very clear feeling as to the motives behind what it is that you want. Why do you really want that? And what does it mean to you? You know, how is it going to affect you? How is it going to affect the other people in your life and in your world? How are they going to be affected? And really just looking at it from all aspects. So that was part of last week. So you can go back if that interests you and listen to those and do those exercises and join in. And so also last week we talked about the chakras. We had a meditation and we went through the chakras and how they can relate to your abundance and how getting those clear and in alignment can help get you in line and how it's its own path. You know, following the chakras are their own path to abundance. And when you feel like a certain chakra is out of alignment or is not clear, you know, that can be a clue into what's blocking your abundance, where your energy is getting dammed up and not being able to flow freely through. So that's definitely something to keep in mind also. And, you know, there's some people like to use pendulums. And they go over their energy centers to see if the pendulum, you know, swings a certain direction or it has a different reaction. And that's also a way to see if one of your chakras is not quite right. And there's plenty on that. If you Google pendulums and chakras, you should be able to find some more information on that. If not, I recommend checking out Deborah King. She does a lot with the chakras and pendulums, and I think she even has a little video series out right now on how to actually do that. And she's really great to watch and listen to. Okay, so tonight we're going to talk about beliefs, mindset, blocks, your limits, self-worth, value, learned behaviors, those kinds of things. And so I wanted to share some of the feedback that I was getting that people feel like their abundance is being blocked. And so first off, what I've seen the most, the feedback I'm getting, is that people want to have more freedom in their lives, and they want more freedom with their time, with their finances, and with their creativity. So I thought the creativity was a very interesting answer, but if you're somebody whose business or life is based on being creative, whether you're an artist or you make music, or maybe that's just a hobby of yours that you really enjoy, it gives you a lot of joy in life to do those kinds of things, well, you know, then yeah, I can see you definitely want an abundance of creativity. So I can really see that as being very useful. And there's a million other ways that creativity can help in your life and your endeavors. So having an abundance of that would definitely be a fabulous thing to have. And so some of the blocks that were coming up were a fear of failure. And I think that's one of the biggest ones that I've come across is the fear of failure. There was also overwhelm. Replayed stories, and I'm going to get more into that very soon. The whys of why you can't do something, that came up. So I definitely want to address that. I know several people who have a really bad case of the whys, and so I would like to cover that because if it's you, you probably want to stop doing that and really change your perspective. So we'll get to that too. A lack of self-worth, and that actually came up several times. People were saying that, you know, that was their block, and I was very intrigued by that. There's also one of the blocks was standing in your own way, and I feel like if you feel like you're standing in your own way, typically that's based in some kind of fear. And it's a fear of something. And it's not necessarily a fear of failure. It could also be the fear of success. Like maybe you're afraid you just don't know how to handle it if you become successful. I mean, we have so many examples of people who have made it in their industry, you know, movie stars, singers, artists, you know, so many different people who have quote unquote made it. And then they can't seem to handle it, and they can't seem to handle the success, and they turn to drugs or they turn to alcohol, they get really depressed, you know, and crazy things start happening. So, you know, I could totally see and understand a fear of success being just as real as a fear of failure. But there's typically, if you feel like you're standing in your own way, it's a fear. And a lot of times it can be linked to procrastination. Now, I'm not saying every time somebody procrastinates that's based in fear, but I think oftentimes it can be. And you use procrastination as the excuse to cover up the fear. So whether that's a fear of, you know, doing something and, you know, you're afraid of the feedback, you're afraid that people won't get it or won't like it, you're afraid that you'll do it wrong, you're afraid that you're going to just end up wasting your time, so you just don't do it at all. So there's several fears that can be linked to standing in your own way. And then a really big one that really resonated with me that somebody had said was that they felt kind of trapped and unsupported by others, in particular their spouse. That they were in a marriage where, you know they have the understanding, it's their belief, that you have to spend money to make money. Now, I'm not judging that belief one way or the other. I'm just saying it's a belief that is in place. And so her belief is you have to spend money to make money. And so she's trying to spend the money to be able to create the abundance in her life through different avenues. And her husband keeps saying, well, you keep spending this money, but I don't see any funds coming in. So when are you going to have funds coming in? And so she feels kind of unsupported, yet she loves her husband very much and wants to also be respectful of him. So I can understand and appreciate that, certainly. But I thought that was really, really interesting because I've had very similar experiences in the past. And so I really dove in deep on that with her. And so if that is one of the things that you're feeling, I just want to go ahead and jump on that one and we'll kind of start to bust through that one. So if you're dealing with somebody that you feel like is unsupportive or keeping you trapped or blocking you from doing what it is that you want to do to be able to have that abundance in your life, this is my response to you. So the first thing I want you to do is, what is it that you want from that person? What do you really want? Do you want their praise? Do you want their approval? Do you want their agreement? And not necessarily just what is it physically or verbally that you want from them, but what is it you want to feel from them? What are the feelings that you want to feel from them? Or what are you wanting them to do to create a feeling within yourself? So make a whole list of that. And, you know, sometimes it's really about expectations. What expectations have you placed on that person that maybe they're not living up to? You know, maybe you've placed the expectation that they support you in all things, and now suddenly they're not. Or maybe they haven't really ever been totally supportive of you, but it's something you've always secretly held on to that they would do. So go through that whole list of, you know, what is it you want from them? What are the feelings you're trying to get from them? You know, what is it that you're wanting them to do to create certain feelings within yourself? And what are your expectations that you're placing on this other person? And then once you make that list, the really hard part is being very honest with yourself and looking at that list and flipping it on yourself. And I'm actually going to end up doing a whole video series on this and get really in-depth with it in the future. So you'll be able to find that on my website. But in the meantime, you have to be able and willing to provide all those things on that list for yourself, because nobody can truly make you happy. Only you can make yourself happy. So if you are not fully supporting yourself, if you are not giving yourself the approval, if you are not giving yourself, you know, the feelings that you're wanting to feel, because they come from within you, it doesn't matter what outer circumstances are going on. You have the choice to feel those feelings. You have the choice to think the thoughts that lead to those feelings. And so you have to really turn that on yourself and be willing to, you know, really invest the time and energy to providing those things to yourself. And when you shift the focus off of the other person and put that focus on yourself and creating those things for yourself and really supporting yourself, you're going to feel the energetic shift within you, because you're going to be doing exactly what it is that you need to do, and it's going to fill you up, and you're going to keep going, and you're going to really start changing your energy and your mind, your mindset, your thoughts, and then your reality starts to change in return. And as a result, the person that you've placed all this expectation on for so long, when you take that expectation off of them, they energetically feel it, even if they don't know what it is. And maybe they don't ever acknowledge to you that they feel differently, but they're going to feel that energetic shift when you take all that responsibility and expectation off of them and put it on yourself, and you start taking action and living up to your own expectations and being responsible for your own self. They're going to feel that energetic shift, and they're going to start to respond to it accordingly. And you'll be very surprised by what can start to happen. But you have to stay dedicated and focused on you. It's not about them, and it's not about doing it to get them to change. It's doing it for you and for yourself. And as a result, you will start to notice the shift in the other person. I know personally this was amazing for me when I started my own self-transformation journey, and, you know, when I took the focus off of expecting my husband to be perfect and expecting him to, you know, do all these things to make me happy, and I started to make myself happy, our whole relationship and all our energy and dynamics completely changed. And all those things that I wanted him to do for so long, he either started doing or they didn't bother me anymore. So it's really about removing that expectation, living up to your own expectations that you place on others, and being responsible for yourself. And so that alone can shift so much. Okay, enough about that because I'm going to run out of time on the other ones. So the fear of failure, you know, that's a big one, but you have to really look at what is it that you're afraid of. So if you say that you're afraid of failure, I would suggest you really digging deep into asking yourself, why am I afraid of failure? And really listing out exactly what it is that you are afraid of, so that you can get very detailed. And sometimes when you break down those fears into their individual parts and get to the very root of them, you see that they're very ridiculous. And you see that doing nothing at all and continuing to live your life as is and not having the things you want and not creating the life that you want is actually much more terrifying than actually going for it. But sometimes it involves, you know, really breaking that down into teeny tiny small parts. So are you afraid of, you know, rejection? And then if that is it, what about the rejection are you fearful of? Are you fearful because somebody you love isn't going to accept you? Are you afraid that, you know, somebody that you don't even know is going to criticize you and say hurtful things? You know, really, what is the root of the rejection? And what are the many different ways that that can take shape that you are afraid of? And then really start to pick those apart and see that if somebody really loves you, they're not going to reject you. And if they do reject you, then you probably don't need them in your life. You know, and outside criticism from random people you don't even know, when you are surrounded by people that love you and want to support you, that one person, their opinion really doesn't matter because there's going to be somebody out there who's not going to reject you. So it's just really getting to the root of the fear and then turning it around and really shining the light of truth on it to see that it's really nothing to fear at all. Okay, so that was the fear of failure. Overwhelm. Yeah, so if you feel like your block towards abundance is overwhelm, then you definitely need to prioritize. I would highly suggest sitting down, making a list of, you know, by now you should have the clarity on what's important to you. Put those in order and start with what's the most important to you in your abundance. Is time more important to you? Is money more important to you? Is freedom more important to you? Is creativity more important to you? Is being able to have certain experiences more important to you? So, and then prioritize what it is that abundance means to you. Look at what your journaling and visualizations have brought you thus far and put those in a priority list. And then if it's not at the top of your priority list, don't do it yet. Focus on those things that are going to get you your top priority. And then as you achieve those things, then you can go back and work your way down the list. But if it's not a high priority and it's just really something that you're doing to feel busy, that so you feel like you're doing something towards accomplishing your dreams and you're just staying busy, typically that's, again, rooted in some kind of fear. So you're a fear to step out. It's a fear to take action. It's a fear, again, find the root of a fear. But typically the overwhelm, yes, that's what it's from. Because overwhelm will lead to burnout. So you don't want to get to the point of burnout. So to avoid the overwhelm, you want to prioritize what's the most important thing to you. And then you can actually break down your day and find time in your day and your routine to where you can squeeze in the time to do the things that you really want to focus on and just not worry about the others. Let yourself off the hook and stop worrying about the things that are not a top priority. They will eventually all work out one way or another the way they're supposed to, even if that's different from what you think it should be. Okay. The replaying of the story and the whys, they kind of go hand in hand. So many people have a replay of a story in their mind. You know, my family's never gone to college, or my family's never made money, or I've always been unlucky, or you know, I always get so close to what it is I want, and then it never works out. You know, whatever your story is, stop running that story. It is not supporting you. It is not helping you in any way, shape, or form. Why do you continue to play the story? So when you catch yourself playing that story, just cut it off. You don't need it anymore. Your whole story about your past and all the horrible things that have got you to where you are, that have not served you, you don't need it anymore. Stop carrying the baggage. Set it down and walk away, because you can do so much better if you just let that go. And I would love to go more in depth into all this, but I'm really running out of time. So, and the why. So I know people that if you give them any kind of creative solution to their problem, they have an immediate response of why that won't work. And they never actually stop and take the time to think through and see if maybe it would actually make a difference. Because you can, like, you can totally make your creativity work against you. Instead of using your creativity to come up with solutions, so many people use their creativity to come up with reasons why they have to stay the way they are, or they have to stay stuck in the situation they're in. And so I'm sure you know somebody like this. It doesn't matter what it is, you know, they have a why. Why it can't happen, why it won't work, why it's not for them. And if that is you, I beg you, please, I pray for you to please stop. You know, use your creative energy in a much better way. Use your powers for good. So turn that around. Start to come up with active solutions. And if you're seeing a why of something, why something won't work, stop and ask yourself, well, why do I feel that way? Is it true? Is it based in fact? Is it based in a belief? Is it based in a thought? And how can I change it? Yeah, so if you're surrounded by somebody that has a case of the whys, you know, you might suggest that they listen to this episode. That might help them kind of wake up. But otherwise, you know just as well as I do, it doesn't matter how many times you go through it, they're not going to change. So please save yourself the wasted energy and put your own creative efforts into things that are actually going to help and support you, because trying to get somebody to change their mind is useless. It's not going to happen if they're not open to it. Okay, lack of self-worth. You have to come to a point where you love yourself. That ultimately comes down to self-love. So if you can't value and appreciate yourself, you really have to practice some self-love. And there are some really great things out there about self-love. I think some of my past episodes I've talked about self-love to really be able to dive deep into that. So I'm sure that's something that I will come to in a future episode. I just don't have the time to cover it right now. But that's huge. You know, if you aren't willing to accept your own worth, and if you don't feel that your own value is high, then you're not going to be able to exceed and go very far in life, because you what you feel inside is going to be reflected back to you in reality. So you have to really learn to love yourself. And keep this in mind, you really can't help others until you fully help yourself. So until you're fully in your own power and living from a place of confidence, self-worth, with the ability, means, and funds to live life fully, until you are in that place, you can't really help other people. You know, misery loves company, but I'm pretty sure misery would much rather have a way out. Just most of the time people are stuck in that and they don't see a way out. So, yeah, they'd love the company. So don't go there. You know, choose to be the person that is empowered and able to help others, not the person that, you know, commiserates and, you know, agrees with why life is so horrible and can never change. And maybe that's not your attitude. You know, maybe you have a very positive attitude, but you're just not expressing it in the right way. You're not focusing on yourself. You're focusing on the external instead of focusing on your inner self and your love and your own self-worth. I will probably post something about that on my Facebook page, facebook.com/WhitneyLadd, to dive into deep, because I feel like that needs longer response. I don't have time for it here. Okay. Standing in your own way, that's a fear of something. We've talked about that. And so I want to move down to the journaling for this week, what I want you to focus on. I want you to really focus on your mindset, and I want you to focus on what do you believe. So what beliefs do you have that are standing in your way? What are your limits? What do you believe your limits are and why? I want you to really journal more on what your blocks are and why. And I want you to think about behaviors you've learned. You know, are you the type of person that's going to walk past a penny on a street because it's not worth your time to pick it up? Or are you going to be the person that picks it up because any form of abundance is better than no form of abundance? You know, it starts as small and as simple as the penny on the street. Whether it's heads up or heads down, I don't care which way it is. It's still money. Pick it up. You know, start to look at some of those behaviors. Look at those beliefs. Look at those things that you've learned from your history, from your past. You know, look at where you're at in your life and look at why and how did you get there. And if it's not where you want it to be, what can you learn from what you've been through that you can apply right now to change your future and change your outcome, to change even your tomorrow just by making a small adjustment from something that you've learned in your past. I also want you to focus on your perceptions. How are you seeing things? You know, how are you seeing other people? How are you seeing the world? Do you expect every day to have a bad day, or do you expect every day to have some kind of small miracle in it somewhere? You know, what you expect to see is what you're going to get. So start to expect the abundance, expect to see what you want in your life, and you will get it. Expect the divine inspirations of how to get what you want. Expect those things to come to you, and they'll start coming because you're going to open the space and the belief that they can actually come to you and help you. So that's your journaling exercise for the week. Just focus on some of those things. And I also want you to remember that you can always ask for divine assistance. Ask for help and ask for what you want. So if you feel like you're really struggling, you know, when you're in your meditation time, when you're in your visualization time, go ahead and just ask for help. And whether, you know, that's through prayer or whatnot, ask for the help. Another thing I want you to do is I want you to get down what you want in just a few sentences. So break it down into like a small, you know, 3, 4, 5 sentences, small paragraph. Break down what it is that you want to the core of what you want and put that into a few powerful, meaningful, it has to mean something to you. So some powerful, meaningful sentences. And then I want you, and to put it in a form is that you've already got it, that you've already accomplished it. So you put it in a present tense and you have a twist of gratitude with it. So for example, let's say if I want, I don't know, $10,000 by the end of the week, then I would say my sentence would be, I am so very grateful that I received the $10,000 I asked for in the time frame that I asked for it by doing XYZ in exchange for it. I feel so empowered and grateful. So that would be an example. So you can take that example and twist it with whatever it is that you are working towards. And then what I want you to really do is say it out loud. Don't just say it in your mind. Don't just write it down. Those are both really good things to do. I really want you to do both of those. But I also want you to speak it aloud. Say it out loud, whether it's, you know, you feel like you have to be alone in your car or in the shower before you go to bed at night, whatever it is. Say it out loud because the spoken word is so very powerful, as is the written word. But when you combine those, that's when it starts to make a difference and starts to shift your own energy around it. And so you really want to let go of some of these limiting beliefs that you're journaling on this week so that you can start to open up to really new and great things. That's the goal here, you know, to get towards the abundance. You have to be willing to let go what's not working in your life. You have to be willing to let go of the thoughts and the attitudes and the excuses and the fears. That's going to be what opens the way. And so I want you to really dive deep, journal on those things, get to the root, ask the why 5 times. You know, I believe, I don't know, rich people are greedy. Why do I believe that? Well, you know, one why would be because that's what I've always heard. Another why would be because that's what I've always seen. Another why would be keep going. So you keep going until you get there. So Enjoy that. Find me on Facebook. We'll connect there and have a wonderful week. And I will talk to you then.